This is Arts and More on WMUK. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Today, we're going to talk with just one musician, John Hansen. He's the singer and songwriter behind the Grand Rapids band Strawberry Heritage. The band's playing Bell's Eccentric Cafe tonight. Hansen says, like a lot of songwriters, he writes his tunes alone, inside his bedroom most of the time. Yet, when you listen to the band, you'd never be able to tell. With harmonies, strings, even an oboe, these songs don't sound quiet. With you. Yet despite the solitary writing process, Hansen treats each recording as a collaboration. He brings in his favorite West Michigan musicians, oftentimes four or five per track. He says each of his albums is like an archive of a certain time and place in his life. The only constant on each record is Hansen, with a rotating cast of musicians surrounding him.
I find a lot of excitement in bringing someone in to kind of go. Maybe they don't even listen to the track first. We just put a mic up and go and see what happens. And inevitably, there's going to be some kind of spark that you capture this energy and their first responses to things. And that's really exciting. It's this practice of improvisation that, like, yeah, maybe there'll be a couple duffs in there, but we can fix that. And, you know, so, yeah, I don't know. I think it does kind of come back to the relationships and that trust that's there.
Hansen says it was forging these kinds of relationships that actually made him want to move to Grand Rapids from Chicago a few years ago. While he was still in the Windy City, Hansen remembers watching an online interview with another Grand Rapids band, The Soil and the Sun.
You know, the guy was like, wow, so you're about eight people in a band. How do you do it? I mean, can you guys all get along? Is that even possible? And Alex's response was so good. It was just like, what are you talking about? We all love each other. We love making music.
We love being together. We love each other. I'm actually married to Ashley. Awesome. Ben and Heather are married. Jackie and Chad are married.
Also in that interview, they talked about Grand Rapids and, you know, and how cool it was. And it, in my mind, something clicked that was like, oh my God, this kind of music is being made in Grand Rapids? I need to be there. This is where I need to be. These are the people that I need to be collaborating with.
So Hansen made the move, and Strawberry Heritage has slowly grown into a haphazard team of neighbors, friends, married couples, even Hansen's brother-in-law, all working together. He says you can really hear the effects of that collaboration on one particular song on the band's upcoming album, Overgrowth.
The letters in my dreams all change around, leading me to see there is no concrete state of mind.
Yeah, our single, Bound to Separate, was one of the first songs that Jacob Bullard, another Grand Rapids producer, and I were working on, tracking together. And, you know, I showed him the song, I played it for him on the acoustic guitar, and it's like, this is the kind of vibe I want, and here's the kind of electric guitar part that I want you to play. It's going to sound a little something like this. And so we started playing together, and he took that little idea that I had and just kind of added this kind of slower, more mellowed out, like, style to it. And then added all these other little high notes in different places. And all of a sudden, the whole song gained this new sort of, like, momentum and this, like, weight to it. And the whole song was, like, forged from these two guitar parts. And then that structure was set in place so that we were able to, like, track all of these different instruments on top of it and percussion and everything. And it all just came together from that kind of, like, improvised moment of synergy between Jacob and I. It was really cool.
But Strawberry Heritage hasn't been Hansen's only way of connecting the music community in a city. A few years ago, he founded the Lamplight Music Festival, a weekend event in Grand Rapids with local and regional bands playing nearly 40 house shows inside the city.
How long has been passed on by others who live?
it's kind of a deeper cultural value that comes through in an experience like that. And it's really interesting. And I think there's also value in just bringing all of these creative minds and community members and people of all walks of life together to, it's kind of this cross-pollination process that happens, and people get to know each other and networking happens, and new relationships are formed out of that. So I think it kind of creates a stronger community. And this is like bigger picture stuff. It's not like instant stuff, but this is just like kind of the fabric of our society becomes a little bit stronger because these people know those people, and that band knows that band, and you know, these people know this band, and they end up hosting them or coming to their show, and or this person ends up producing this person's album, and you know, it kind of builds on itself.
Hansen says the goals of his projects have never explicitly been to build these connections, but he says as an artist trying to make it in a Midwestern city, bringing people together is a natural thing to do if you want to survive. Not necessarily a do-it-yourself approach, but do it together.
I don't know. I guess for me, living as a freelance artist, it's better for me if I have a healthier art community. And so I guess, in a way, this is my way of building a healthier art community so that I can survive better, so that my work can be better through collaborating with other really intelligent, great artists. And so kind of fostering that community and nurturing, sometimes it just means making a pot of soup for my band practice so that everyone feels good and healthy and, you know, we can just get on with our lives and enjoy each other's company.
Hansen remembers what community meant to him when he was younger. He remembers walking into clubs and getting inspired by the songs on stage. He says he hopes his music and his festival might have that same effect on some young West Michigan kids who maybe haven't yet found their way in the music scene.
Yeah, I hope for younger people to be inspired. I mean, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I was inspired as a young person seeing artists play, and it was like, oh my God, nobody told me that you could actually do this with your life. You can actually dedicate your life to creating the most beautiful melodies and like communicate that way to others. It was just dumbfounding. And so, yeah, and I guess, you know, if I think about it, Strawberry Heritage might do the same kind of thing.
Strawberry Heritage will make its way to Kalamazoo tonight at 9 to play at Bell's Eccentric Cafe. You can get more details and see a few videos of the band on our website.